Rick Kinney, welcome.
Hi, Julia.
Well, big congratulations on your recent flurry of activity at the Clyde Theater. Now let's back up a bit. When did this roller coaster ride begin for you?
I think it really began back when I was a kid playing drums, and I got into playing live music with friends and promoting art concerts here in Fort Wayne back all the way to the age of 13. That kind of turned into really having a passion for, you know, music and live events, concerts, and I went to audio engineering school and graduated in 2001. So I started working in the audio and video and lighting and events industry. Through that, and also, you know, maintaining the music with Mosier Woods, we're bringing in a lot of bands from out of town, and I wanted to kind of step it up a little bit and throw some bigger shows, so I hosted a couple of large-scale concerts at the Fullinger Theater just kind of to test the waters. Throughout the years, it just kept always coming back for many different reasons. We needed a different type of venue in Fort Wayne, and as it turned out, I looked at the Rialto and looked at several other spaces around Fort Wayne, and I have a certain criteria of what I need as far as size, parking, and a lot of other technical specifications for the venue in order to host, you know, artists that are nationally and internationally touring artists. So there's a lot of different angles that kind of fits into why it all just made sense for me to do this.
So wanting to go forward, how did you have the good fortune to get a hold of the Clyde Theater?
I was studying piano tuning, and my teacher, Larry Merriman, he said, "Oh, you're looking at these buildings. Have you ever heard of the Clyde Theater?" And I said, "I've never heard of it." This was 2010. And he said, "Let's check it out." So we drove around the back of the building and I saw how big the building was. And I was like, wow, I didn't know this existed. So that day I looked up to see who owned it. And as it turned out, there were a lot of back taxes owed on it. So I purchased it from the county through a tax sale.
Amazing. And it's the first venture you ever made like this.
Yeah, absolutely. I had started my business, Even Keel Event Productions, back in 2011, which was basically to help legitimize what I had already been doing, which is promoting and a lot of production work. I had never done anything like purchased a very large piece of real estate.
That needed refurbishing.
It needed so much help.
So this has been a dream for you since 2010, and you've gotten a lot done in that time. Now you have partners, and you're moving like crazy. How does that partnership change your focus?
It just enables me to actually implement the plan and move forward with the dream. I've been pushing really hard for this for 5 years, full time. Also, I worked at the Embassy Theater for a couple of those years as technical director.
Say it was learning a lot.
Yeah, and I was blessed to be able to work with such a great group of people there. But now with Chuck and Lisa Surak as the equity partner on board, it locks in place the grant from the IEDC through the Northeast Indiana Regional Development Authority. It also locks in a legacy loan that we are hoping to get approved by City Council here in about the next 4 weeks. It's a $1 million legacy loan. So it locks that in. It also locks in $1.5 million worth of bank debt. So it completes a $5 million capital campaign to renovate the theater.
Which you have known all along you needed such a
Correct.
Figure. And what has all your diligent work in the last 5 years brought to the table from your side?
So what it brought together was the very technical plans to repurpose a 1951 steel, brick, and concrete building into a Class A performing arts center that's capable of holding 2,200 people. So I would say a 180-page blueprint book through MSKTD and Associates. They've supported me since day one. I think as an entrepreneur, it's important to have really good partners such as MSKTD, and now we have Hagerman on board. And so we've developed these construction plans, and they're very detailed, very technical. The building's been vacant for more than 20 years. It needs a lot of help.
Sounds like it's getting it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the structure for a moment. This was the first suburban theater, and it was certainly a big deal, a new shape, space, whole concept. Why is it worth repurposing for that history that it holds?
Well, I think it's always important to preserve our historic structures and any kind of very historical significance that any of these buildings bring to the table. It's important to keep those in mind. And with this one, it is very special because it was designed by Alvin Max Strauss, who also designed the M. Boyd Theater, which is now the Embassy Theater. He designed the Coliseum here in Allen County, and he also designed the Lincoln Tower. He was a great architect. This was also a building that was commissioned by Clyde Quimby and his family. Quimby also paid Alvin Max Strauss to design the M. Boyd Theater back in the 20s. So there's a really cool connection there, a very important aspect of why it's important to say this. Now, that alone isn't enough for someone like me to step up to the table and say, okay, we have to do this. There has to be a business model there. If we're going to renovate this building and spend all this time and money, we have to be able to continue to operate and maintain that building. So the business model behind it is, you know, years and years of cash flow projections, and there's a very big need for a venue like this in Northeast Indiana, and especially in Fort Wayne. It would cost probably $25 to $30 million to build this building and to have it the finished product that we're going to have. So it already exists.
That's a wonderful and frugal point.
Yeah. So we're spending $5 million, which sounds like a lot of money. But to be completely honest, it's really nothing compared to what it would take to build this from the ground up. I think it's important to preserve and save our structures that already exist. There are environmental reasons why it's important. There's financial reasons why it's important. There's historical reasons. It just makes a lot of sense.
It certainly does. And not the least of which good reasons to have is it will be a unique entertainment center. What will you be able to do there that you can't do at other entertainment centers right here in Fort Wayne?
We're going to be able to do concerts anywhere from 500 people to 2,200 people, standing room. So we have a lot of really amazing venues in Fort Wayne. You know, we have the Brass Rail, which is 180 capacity. We have C2G Music Hall. It's, I think, 400 or 500. And then we have the Embassy Theater, which is 2,477 capacity, but it's all seated. And it's perfect for a lot of really amazing shows. But what it's not perfect for is a very large rock concert where everybody wants to stand up and move around, or maybe an electronic dance music show where everybody wants to dance, or maybe even a country show where people want to dance and move around. We're able to host 2,200 people, fire code, standing, where they can have a very cool and also safe experience. So that's what we're bringing to the table. Top quality, 100% Class A entertainment experience on a little bit of a larger scale than what we're used to in Fort Wayne, but also on a smaller scale than an arena.
Wonderful fit then for everything. And aesthetically, what is it going to offer?
The Clyde Theater is a 1951 Art Deco, really, really beautiful structure. Like, it's industrial, but it's very, I would say it's very sexy. It has these really cool curves that are built into the inside of the building. There are no parallel walls or surfaces in this building. It's this really beautiful 6,000 square foot lobby with 30 foot ceilings that are all rounded. And the venue itself is just a very unique, beautiful room. The acoustics in this building are really, really awesome too. And the sound system that we're going to be installing is really going to help speak to how good this room sounds. It's really exciting.
Sounds like it's going to fill everybody's dreams then.
I hope so. It's definitely going to fill mine, that's for sure.
Okay, if we continue up Broadway, there's the GE complex, and that's now waiting to happen with its own refurbishment. How will all this tie together and affect your activity, their activity, really everybody's activity along that Broadway corridor?
Well, I think that the GE campus announcement is at close to a $300 million potential investment. It's 30 acres, but it's 1.2 million square foot of building space. It's a treasure that we have here, and I'm so excited that Cross Street Partners has stepped up to the table in making this investment in Fort Wayne. So it's legitimately right in between the heart of downtown and the Clyde Theater at Quimby Village. So I look at the Clyde Theater in Quimby Village as like the cornerstone and the anchor of the Broadway corridor. And I look at the GE complex as the glue that brings together Quimby Village and the Clyde Theater in downtown. This could really be the next cultural arts and entertainment corridor. And it's really all coming together. It's linking up and it's happening faster than I thought it was going to in a way that I really could have never dreamed of. It's just, it's perfect.
It seemingly is going to be your dream come true and everyone else's. And
yeah,
it's really just wonderful. Besides financial support, what will your shift in backers and partners and everything allow you to do differently once you've got it together and are opened?
Well, it's going to allow me to get back to the creative side of community development and entertainment. I love looking out into a crowd and seeing a couple thousand people with huge smiles on their faces and their hands up in the air cheering a band on. So it's going to allow us and our team to implement the original business plan I came up with like 4 years ago, which is throwing really, really awesome concerts. That's my passion. That's my love. I love playing music as well. So it'll also, I think it'll allow me to get back into just playing some music with Mosier Woods a little bit more. I got to give a shout out to my bandmates because they've been really patient with me and they've also stepped up to the table and helped out a lot. So it'll enable us to just implement the plan.
So it sounds like you're going to dream bigger and better and more.
Yes. I mean, I look at this as really just like a first step. It's a huge leap. It's a big step, but it's really the beginning of redeveloping the Clyde Theater, the commercial space that's connected to it, and then Quimby Village as a whole. So one of the things that I've been thinking about is how important it is to be sensitive to the needs of the neighborhoods, because this is a shopping center that isn't surrounded by beautiful neighborhoods. I'm looking for businesses and people that own businesses that have a creative flair, that are local, that are unique, that will cater to the neighborhoods. The dream and the vision, it aligns with what the neighbors out there want. And honestly, it was forgotten. This has been vacant for over 20 years. It's a beautiful historic piece of architecture. there are some really awesome other buildings out there. And the fact that it has been forgotten, I think, actually goes to show how it's easy to forget about the cornerstones of our city. And we need to keep our focus on our city as a whole. It's important.
And you're really polishing those cornerstones and getting them in order, and they are there for this 21st century.
Thank you. I couldn't do it without my partners like Chuck and Lisa. I'm honored and blessed to be working with them and have their support on this as well.
Indeed, as is Fort Wayne. So what's your projected time frame?
If we can start construction in late May, that would be, I would say, pretty aggressive.
2017.
Of 2017. So we're looking at just a couple months from now to really get the boots on the ground. Hagerman Construction and MSKTD and myself, we've been putting these plans together for a while. So we're pretty close to ready to go. But we have to get the funding in place. We have to get approval from City Council for the $1 million legacy loan in order to start construction. And so once we get that construction started, it's anywhere from, you know, maybe a 7 to 10 month construction plan. That just kind of depends on a couple of different things of how they line up and how fast we can move. We could be open up by the spring of 2018. I'd be very happy. And I think that is a reasonable expectation. Yeah.
And good luck on that. And I know I don't have to wish you hard work because I know you're going to be doing that too. So
thanks, Julia.
Sounds like this is going to happen. Rick, it's been such a treat talking with you and hearing this chapter in your exciting story. One thing I'd like to know before we let you go back to work, what's the Clyde renovation going to do for the Broadway arts and culture skyline?
In my opinion, and this is what I want, it's going to be the, I would say, unique and independent arts and culture corridor and district that just has really, really, really special things to offer. And that actually brings up something else. The Arts United campus in downtown is such an amazing, beautiful asset that we have here. And that is just one of many things like, you know, the GE redevelopment, the Landing redevelopment, the Quimby Village redevelopment. You've got the North Anthony corridor. You got State Street, Wells Street corridor. This is what is rising the tide for the entire city of Fort Wayne to be a city known for arts, culture, music, entertainment, and community. That's what we want. So this is just one part of rising the tide for the city of Fort Wayne and our region to become a destination for arts and entertainment. It's going to be really special.
Rick Kinney is the founder of Even Keel Event Productions, now going forward with the Clyde Theater renovation project. Rick, thanks for taking time away from your baby to talk with us about it today. Again, congratulations and full speed ahead.
That's my pleasure, Julia. Thanks for having me.